Time for the birthday scam. Going to call a guy who's put up a TV, satellite system, or antenna on his garage, and he has not gotten approval from the association.
What?
They wanted a plan. They said, okay, let's see what you've got in mind and how it's going to look. And he sarcastically drew this primitive, dumb, cartoonish thing and sent it off to him.
Just to be spiteful. Well, that's only going to make it worse.
Hello?
Larry, hi, Dave Roberts with a association. How are you today?
Hey, how are you?
Great. Calling about the issue with the TV dish on your, I guess it's your garage.
Right, it's in the back of the garage. I did not realize that, I guess I just wasn't thinking that that was an architectural change. I drew a little picture on a piece of paper. I was hoping that would, you know, quell things.
I received some picture and drawing that you did. It looks like...
That's pretty primitive.
It's beyond primitive. It looks like you were trying to make fun of us, like this is some kind of big joke to you.
No.
You send that picture in, like I've got nothing better to do? You intentionally drew it bad to just jerk us around.
Wait a minute. I didn't draw anything to jerk anybody around.
Well, what do you call that?
Did you call me to give me a hard time?
I call because I'm not pleased with that, that's for sure.
You're not pleased with that. Well, would you like to meet in person and tell me you're not pleased with it? Because, I wasn't making fun of anything or anybody. Uh-huh. I'm trying to explain to you that I'm sorry I did not realize that that was an architectural change. Mm-hmm. I figured that in the back of the garage, nobody would see. You know, I didn't even think about it then, but... You know,
well,
thinking
think about
it
this.
Now, I mean, you know, I didn't think it really would raise that many eyebrows.
Well, think about this. I'm drawing a funny little picture right now, and it's got a little invoice for a $300 fine, and I'm mailing that to you. Now it's not so funny, is it?
Look, is this a joke?
No, and that's my point. It isn't a joke. We respect the association. We respect our neighborhood, and we call you just to try to get you to comply, and then you pull this crap on us. Now, you want to meet personally about this? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What did you mean by that? What did you have in mind? Because I'm
coming... I just have to feel as though that...
I'm coming over there to take that dish down.
You do, and I'll kick your ass.
And you can help me, or you can get the hell out of the way. And I can tell you where I'm going to store that antenna, too.
Whoa.
Oh, you got me.
All right, well, yeah, this is from your son, Jesse.
Oh, that guy.
Happy birthday, dude.
I like that. You were ready to fight in the first 30 seconds.
Not me. I'm a nonviolent type.
Yeah.
No foreplay with you.
But,
all right.
But anyway, I apologize for lying. I did do it. Oh,
Bob Seger sued for this song. Sexual harassment, watching women strut.
Not allowed. Send that out to Mario Vitale, celebrity chef. That was funny when that news broke yesterday.
Oh.
Only I knew, and I was quizzing you guys on which celebrity chef has been outed as a sexual harasser, and Susie went with Guy Fieri first.
Yeah,
for
totally.
For some reason.
I went with the woman.
Giada.
Giada. She's, I thought she, you know, why does it have to be a dude?
Right. Yeah.
She seems aggressive to me. She makes people try things. She orders them.
Mm-hmm. Went with Bobby Flay. He's high on the list. But it's Vitale.
I didn't recognize the name until you described him. He's the guy in the...
orange clogs.
In the clog shoes. Yeah. In the greased back hair.
He was on the Food Channel for years with Malto Mario, mm-hmm. where he would cook, and then people would sit at his little bar there, and he would serve them pasta and things. And then he's on a talk show during the day called The Chew. But he's off that.
Now he's being sued for harassment?
Yes.
Did he give her the stripes spatula routine treatment?
Bill Murray
The Bill
spatula.
Murray spatula. Yeah,
his denial was weird. He goes, well, all the women who have accused me have not come forward, so I don't know who they are. He goes, it sounds like stuff that I did.
I'm capable of that. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know who they are because there's so many I can't narrow it down.
But yeah, that's
identify yourselves.
That's pretty much me.
Yep.
So, 6:45 now. I don't know if we want to put this woman on the dumbass list because she's so disturbed.
She's clearly mentally ill.
On the airplane, threatening to kill everyone on the plane.
Everyone.
They caught her smoking. And then we pick up the action here on video as I guess they're trying to get her
in her seat.
In or out, or she's trying to get, I don't know what's going on.
Well, they're in flight, so they're just trying to get her to calm down, but she's losing it.
She's collecting her stuff like she's going to leave the plane.
Well, she's demanding that they land it immediately because she's having anxiety.
So she's pulling all her stuff together and she's...
Yeah, she's ready to disembark, Dean.
I will kill everybody on this plane. I will kill everybody on this plane.
This is almost demonic. I'm watching the TV show The Exorcist right now, which is really good. It's a TV version from based on the movie.
Really?
Back in the day. Just... And it's pretty well done. But this is what that reminds me of. I
yeah,
mean,
someone
she
who's
like...
been... She's been possessed by the devil nicotine, Dean. Yes.
Do you put her on the dumbass list?
Yes. And here's what I don't get. The TSA will search my wife or, I remember, take the hat off and search my son when he was 13. But she gets on an airplane? Wall rolled right through, huh? With no signs of any trouble.
To be that unhinged, you wonder, how did she get that far?
How'd she hold it together? Yeah. She must have just burned a heater and then hustled through the line.
It's funny because they interviewed her the next day and she said, that's not me. So
yeah, she may be bipolar or something. So something you know.
A friend of hers had said she had taken her to a mental health facility a couple of days before this happened.
Yeah, so obviously something going on there. Well, have we posted the video? I think we should. We'll get that on our social media. You can check that out and make up your own mind what category.
Yeah, and comment on there. Let us know if we, because I'm on the fence about dumbass here.
All right, that'll be the question. Should she be the
should she be on the dumbass list for Friday?
I don't think she's quite right for it because
you think she's got a mental issue.
Yeah. But
she should definitely, if not on the dumbass list, be on the no-fly list. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. We're going to rate this one PG-13, Dean.
Oh, great.
More TV broadcasting jobs are opening up. The NFL Network has suspended three analysts, including Hall of Fame running back Marshall Faulk, for allegedly sexually harassing a wardrobe stylist. The details are startling, including breast groping and shower masturbation videos, because that's always the best way to win a girl's favor. Looks like Brett Favre retired just in time, huh? And let's leave you with my all-time favorite harassment, an inebriated Broadway Joe Namath trying to kiss Susie Colbert live on Monday Night Football.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad missed Chad Pennington.
All right,
the first part of the season. And we
I'm
going to
kiss you on TV.
We're looking to next
season.
That
was a pass incomplete, Joe. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Free falling into a swimming pool of beer. Tom Petty on the Eagle. About to give away Joe Satriani tickets. Raj would not swim in the pool of beer. I say I would.
I think it's a waste of good beer. It's sticky.
Is it?
Beer is sticky. You ever spilled beer on a counter and then it's just a sticky mess?
You
it's
wouldn't
got
want that
sugar
in...
and everything in it.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that in your ear.
Any orifices. Any of my receptacles.
You know, washing your hair in beer is supposed to be good for it. It makes it shiny.
Well, there's a long history of bathing in certain liquids other than water, right? People would take a milk bath. The different cultures have these different baths that
and
they
that's
take.
That's fine. Do as you want. I'm just saying, I'm not getting that pool of beer.
If you had to drink the beer that somebody had swam in, who would you pick to swim in the beer?
Well, you, Susie.
Oh. Stop.
See, this is what you get for asking this question. Harassment 101.
Okay. I'll see you in the office after the show.
Okay.
But where is this? In
Austria.
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 Take
for
the beer bath.
Das gut.
Edelweiss.
$260 will get you a 2-hour swim in one of the 13-foot deep beer pools.
It would be cool to do once, I think. And if I could be in it alone and maybe not submerge my head.
And if it was light beer. which is almost water anyway, then what would it matter, I suppose?
I mean, you get in a pool with other people, right, Roger? You used to.
I don't like public pools. Okay. You know that. I don't remember the last time I've been in a public pool. And I've given up on hot tubs, too. Swirling, warm, petri dish of live bacteria.
Pretty soon, you're just going to be up in your room with long fingernails.
Yeah. And a fly swatter. And just a towel. And
not coming out.
And bottles to urinate in.
like Leo DiCaprio.
Right.
In that whatever movie that was. Well, hey. This guy coming to town. Satch.
Yeah.
Joe Satriani with John Petrucci and Phil Collin from Def Leppard. It's the G3 Guitar Extravaganza. It's at the Hobby Center. January 28th. So if you want to go, tickets now. 713-343-1075. Caller 12. This is weird.
Am I hearing noises or is that just my head?
I don't hear anything. This is something. This is weird audio, Raj, from something we don't experience often or ever in Texas. The sound the ice makes on a frozen lake.
Just by itself, by shifting and settling.
There's a woman, this is in a big frozen lake in Siberia, and the photos are pretty cool because it's absolutely clear water, and so the ice, it looks like she's standing on water, but it's because you can see the floor of the lake below her. It's, the water is so clear, but she heard this noise coming out of the lake.
Yeah, I see her laying on it. Well, it's crystal clear.
Yeah, it's amazing to see.
I've actually heard this in the ice in my maker's mark.
I'm sure you hear a lot of things.
I swear I heard it shifting.
But the scientists, I guess, feel this is the ice contracting and expanding and actually moving.
It has like molecules and oxygen, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So it's a living water. Thing.
It's frozen water.
Right.
Which, as we know, is the molecules have ceased to move as quickly, and therefore the ice form. What?
I feel like you're starting to venture down a little scientific discussion that you are not qualified for.
Well, no,
as usual.
Obviously, I'm not. But certain things are just obvious. It's common sense that they're not moving as quickly. So if that's what causes the ice to form, everyone knows that.
It sounds like Star Wars to me. Though.
I thought it was like a saber fight in the distance at first, or a somebody swimming in a pool of beer.
That's the other story. This morning. All right, so this is pretty pretty weird video. We're going to post this. You can look at it on our social media. Coming up, Ian Anderson will be our guest. He's the guy from Jethro Tull. Birthday scam here in about 15 minutes.
And more Eagles tickets still.
Oh, yeah.
One more pair.
Yeah.
From our show, all day long here on the Eagle.
Oh, yeah. Seven Bridges Road will be the song to listen for from the Eagles coming up.